Today's show in the Daf Yomi is Gemara Vav Metzia Daf Chav Vav. Begin on the very top line, Chav Vav Amid Aleph, and we continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzahal, for the bringing back of the Chatufim B'mheira in good health, and B'ezus Hashem, there should be Shalom and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up by quoting the Mishnah where it said, Bekosel Chadosh Mechetzov Velechut Shelo Mechetzov Lifnim Shobal HaBayis. We quote the Mishnah, which tells us that if a person finds something inside a wall, there's a hole inside the wall, so it goes through and through from the outside to the inside of the house. So this chayfetz, if it's in the outer half of the wall, from the midpoint to the outer part, then it belongs to the person who found it. He gets to keep it. Because Mistama, a passerby, put it there and has certainly forgotten about it and isn't coming back for it, and therefore there's Yeyush, and the person who finds it is allowed to keep it. As opposed to on the inner side of the wall, from the midpoint to the inner side of the wall, Mistama, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis, and therefore you can't go and take it. It belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Now, Amar Vashi, Vashi said, depends. Sakina Basar kata, v'kisa batar shnotze. So he says the item that is found will help determine who it belongs to by the direction, the orientation that the item is found. So if you have a knife, a sakina, with its handle, as Rashi says, the handle will determine which way it was put in. So if the handle is facing the outside and the sharp part is facing the inside, so the stomach, the person from the outside, put it in there, and vice versa. If the handle is facing the inside and the sharp part is facing the outside, so then the stomach was the inside person that put it there. And similarly, with some sort of a wallet or a purse, a kiss, so it depends where the drawstrings are for this purse, the schnotze. These are the part that you would handle it by. So if that's on the outside part and the rest of the purse is towards the inside, so then Mistama, the outside person, put it there. And likewise, if it's towards the inside part, the inside person put it there. And therefore, regardless of where it is inside this hole in the wall, that will determine where it belongs to. Our Mishnah didn't seem to say that. Ve'ela masnis and the ketonim mechetzel v'lechot shelo, mechetzel v'lefnim shaval abayis. Our Mishnah seemed to say that all you look at is where it is at the location. If it's in the outer half, it belongs to the outside person, and he's forgotten about it, he's misyayish, and therefore the finder gets it. If it's on the inside half, it belongs to the owner of the house, and it's his, and the person who finds it can't go and take it. So that didn't mention anything about the orientation in our Mishnah. So, well, let's say, why don't we just see? Ikata legav, ikata lebar. Ishnotzi legav, ishnotzi lebar. The Mishnah should have mentioned this fact that Rav Ashi brings down. So Gemara says, no. Masnisin biudro v'naska. Obviously, our Mishnah is talking about something that doesn't have a handle, doesn't have shnotzi, it doesn't have something that clearly determines which side it came from, the outside or from the inside. So, for example, Amish is talking about biudra. Rashi says that udra is mochin, these are like tufts of wool. And anaska, Rashi says, is palto shel kesef. It's a bar, an ingot of silver, let's say. So, therefore, these things don't have a handle. And as a result, the item can't be determined by the orientation. So therefore, you just look at the location. If it's in the outer half, it belongs to the metziah, to the person who finds it. If it's on the inner half, so then the metziah belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Mara then says, Tana, we learn the following b'risa, im hayakotzel memula mehen cholkin. If the entire hole is filled with this item, so then they split it. Now, the Gemara says, pshita, isn't it obvious? We said if the half is on the outside, it belongs to the outside person. The half on the inside belongs to the inside person. Well, if it encompasses the whole thing, so then you split it. Someone says, no, there is a chiddush over here. Lo tzricha, the b'risa's mechadesh, that the mashpa v'chad gisa. If we're dealing here with the hole is not level, the hole is on a slant. The wall is either slanted or the hole was built in a way that it's slanting. So you would say that it lowered itself to the point that is lower in the slant. Now, the time I might have said, ishtapuche ishtapuch, that the item has slid down to the lower point of the hole. And therefore, you might have thought that it should go to the person on the higher side, because that's probably where it came from, and then it slid down to the lower side. So the Chiddush of the Bright says, no, Kamash Ulan, that even in that situation, you divide everything evenly. We don't say that it started off at the higher side and just slid down to the lower side. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah, Imoya Maskiro Liacherim, Afilu Motzo Beso Chabayis Hare Elu Shalom. The Mishnah didn't have the word matzah, that's why it's a parenthesis here, but it doesn't really change anything around. The bottom line is, the Mishnah had said that if this person who owns the house rents it out to multiple people, then we don't say that it belongs to the last owner. We say that mistama, it is the owner has been misyayish, he didn't think he would get it back, and therefore the person who finds it is allowed to go and keep it. Now, why? Vamai. Why don't we say Lezel Basu Basra? The last person, Mistama, is the one that it belongs to, and let the last renter, the last tenant, be the one to keep this item. The Gemara says, after all, Milotznan, we learned in the following Mishnah, this is the Mishnah of Shkolim. This is talking about when you find things in Yerushalayim or the Harabayis or in different places in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we consider those funds that you find? Are they Maaser Sheni funds or are they Chulin funds? So we learned in that Mishnah in Shkolim, Mos, if you have money, Shenimtsu, that is found, Lifnei Solchare Behema, in front of people that sell animals. Now, the common usage of animals, Rashi says, in Yerushalayim, Rashi points out this is talking about Yerushalayim. So the majority of people that are buying animals in Yerushalayim are buying them for korbanos. They're taking Maaser Sheni funds and they're buying korbanos. So this money that's found in front of the sellers of the animals is always going to be considered Maaser Sheni. Rashi points out, because Shirov Baso Hanechab Yerushalayim Maaser, the vast majority of meat that is sold in Yerushalayim is always going to be used for Maaser Sheni. When people sell animals, they're going to bring them in korbanos because they have Maaser Sheni funds. And Lefi She'ein Adam Shoab Yerushalayim Ad She'ochal Kol Masrosav, you brought 10% of your produce was Maaser Sheni funds. You didn't want to carry up the Maaser Sheni all the way to Yerushalayim. You only did that if you lived near Yerushalayim. So they transferred it over, exchanged it for money, and they brought this money to Yerushalayim. This money can only be used to purchase certain things, food items. And the major food item usage that they purchased it was korban shlamim. So they would buy animals that they would use as korbanos. And therefore, a person didn't stay in Yerushalayim except for the Shlosh Regalim if he didn't live there. So he brought up a lot of money. He spent a certain amount of it, but there was still left over after the Shlosh Regalim. So he wouldn't stay there. Ad Shiocha Kol Masrusav. What would he do with the money? The Nosin Mos Maisel Liani Yair. He would give the remaining Maisel Sheni to the poor people living in the city, and they would purchase korbanos with it. Or he would give it lo ohavav Yoshua, or he would give it to his friends that lived in Yerushalayim, the people that he loved that lived in Yerushalayim, and therefore the rov hotzos meiser lochim behem behemos lishlamim. So therefore the majority of the funds of Maaser Sheni eventually made their way to the Solchare Behema to be used to purchase korbanos, to purchase a korban shlamim, which could be eaten by the people. Kidigamar Sham, like the Mishnah tells us over there, so therefore, this situation is going to be the likelihood of money that's found there all year round is that it's Maaser Sheni funds. Fine. If you find money, Behar HaBayis, on the other hand, that is always going to be considered chulin. Why is that? So Rashi brings down, even during the Shlosh Regalim, the money that's found in the Har HaBayis is considered to be chulin. Why? Even though, as we just pointed out, the vast majority of funds in the city during the Shlosh Regalim are Maaser Sheni funds, Shol Regalim Reviyim Mos Masruseim Le'ochlam, because that's what people bring up to Yerushalayim, it's almost all my Sheni funds during the time of the Regalim. Nevertheless, lo shav kinan ruba deshata v'yazlin bosa regal. But we don't ignore the rest of the year. We don't say, well, the regal's here now, so it's my Sheni. No, you look at the whole year, and the vast majority of funds during the rest of the time that are on the Har HaBayis are chulin funds. El aminam milifnei haregal noflukan v'chulin hein. And therefore, we say that the funds that you find are probably from the rest of the year and not from the regal. And therefore, they're considered chulin if they're on the Har HaBayis. Ubi Yerushalayim, what do we consider the status of Yerushalayim? As Rashi says, Bishar Shvokim Shabbat, any place but the Solchare Behema. So if you find money in front of the guy that sells milk, so Bishar Yemos HaShana Chulin, the rest of the year, we consider it Chulin. However, Bishar Saregel HaKol Maiser, during the Shlosh Regalim period of time, then we have to presume that it's Maiser Sheni funds as well. Now, how does this help us in regards to our question that we had said that the money found on the inner part of the hole of the wall belongs not to the last balabais, but it belongs to the finder if there are multiple tenants? So the Amar of Shmaya Bar Zira, or Shmaya Bar Zira tells us, my time, why do we say that the Maaser Sheni funds during Yerushalayim, only during the Regalim, are presumed to be Maaser Sheni funds, and the rest of the year they're presumed to be Chulin funds, but during the Regalim they're presumed to be Ma'aser Sheni funds, because Hoel Vishuki Yerushalayim Asuyim Hiskabe B'chol Yom, because they would sweep the streets of Yerushalayim every day, keep them nice and clean. And therefore, any previous funds that were there the rest of the year that were Chulin funds have been swept away. And therefore, Almo Amrinon Kamoi Kamoi Oslu. We say that the earlier Chulin funds have been swept away. And that therefore, any money that you found is from right now. It's from the Shlosh Rugolim. Vahani Achrini Ninu. And therefore, anything that's found now is different than those Chulin funds, is Ma'aser Sheni funds. So therefore, Rav Shmaya Bar Zira's explanation of the Mishnah in Shkolim, therefore, we can use that over here too and say, Hochanami, in the case of the house, Kamo Ozal, anything that had been left there by the previous renters, the tenants that had lived there previously, has gone away. The people, when they clean their house, when they leave the house, they clean it up, they take anything that's theirs. And the new people that are there also clean the house, and anything that they find, they would have taken. So therefore, Mahani Debasrohu, anything that's there right now is presumptively from the most recent owner, from the most recent renter. And therefore, why don't we say in our Mishnah that it belongs to the last renter, as opposed to saying that the one who finds it is allowed to keep it? So I'm Reish Lakish, Shum Bar Kapara. Reish Lakish is the name of Bar Kapara, because Kigon Sha'aso Pundok Lishlosh Yisrael. Because it's as if he rented out the house to three people. We have to presume that he rented out the house to three people. And therefore, there is no last renter. And since there's three of them there, and we don't know who the last renter is, and that's why the one who finds it can keep it. So let's learn from here. Based upon this understanding, Shmami, no, we can answer the question. We've been answering for a couple of days. Halachik, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Afilu Barov Yisrael. We had yesterday in the Shir talking about the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar from the Mishnah, and we had said that he holds definitely, if it's Rov Kinanim, that you get to keep it. The question was, does he hold Afil Rov Yisrael, do you get to keep it? So here it's Rov Yisrael, there are three people there, and yet you see that he gets to keep it. So let us paskin that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Afil Rov Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, we don't have to say that. El Omer of Menashe Bar Yaakov. Rav Menashe Bar Yaakov explains, no, the previous renters over here can go and shasol punduk lishlosha of the kochavim. No, the renters over here were three goyim. Rashi points out, Mavdakin had to say three. It just said three to be parallel to the three yidin that we had brought down from Reish Lakish. But Rav Menashe Bar Yaakov says, even if there was one guy, so that would be enough that you don't go and have to return no mitzvah Hashavas Aveid in that situation, and therefore you can keep it for yourself, and it doesn't go to the last renter, because the last renter, there was no mitzvah Hashavas Aveid. So that's teretz number one, why we're saying in our Mishnah that you don't say it's to the last renter, because the last renter wasn't included in the mitzvah Hashavas Aveid. Now, Rav Nachman gives a different teretz. Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Bar Avuah, Rav Nachman says the name of Rabba Bar Avuah, no, Afilu Temel L'Shlosho Yisrael. You could even say that there were three Yidden over there as the last renters, but it's not a raya to Rav Shimon Elazar that Afilu Barov Yisrael, the person gets to keep it, because why in this situation, and only this situation, do you get to keep it? My time up, because how did Nafal Minei Miyayish? One of these three people lost it, and therefore he is Misyayish. Why? Because Neima Omar, he says basically to himself, Michte, let's take a look at what happened over here. Inish Achrino, Lohav Bahadi Elhani. The only two other people in this house besides myself were these two other Jews. And they obviously have not returned it to me. Amrei Kamayu Kamazim. I mentioned them many times. I lost my item. And can you please return it to me? Lihadruli. And yet they haven't done so. Lohadruli. So either they don't know where it is, and therefore nobody knows where it is, and therefore I'll be Misyayish, or these people are planning on stealing it. Below Hajuli, they haven't returned it to me. Bahashtoli Hajul, do I think suddenly now they're going to give it back to me? I mentioned it many times. So therefore, Ida Tayuladura, if they had intended to return it to me, they would have returned it to me already. Adrua Niali, they would have already done so. I, behind the low Adjuali, now that they didn't return it to me, it's because Bidatayu Lemigzilla, because they're planning to keep it for themselves. And therefore, he is Misyayish. But only in this situation is he Misyayish, with these three people. If it was a situation of Rov Yisrael, Lav Dafka, that we bring a riot, the Rosh Hashanah would say that Afil B'Rov Yisrael, the person gets to keep it. So this is the second teretz that we have over here, why the Mishnah and Shkolim can't be used to prove our Mishnah that it doesn't belong to the last tenant. Ba'azer Rav Nachman l'taymei. And in fact, this rationale that Rav Nachman brought down, name of Rabbi Ravua, fits in very well with the shita that Rav Nachman had expressed elsewhere. What is that? The Amr Rav Nachman had taught us, Ra Sela, we turn to Chavav Omid Beis, Shenof Al Mishtayim. If a person sees a coin, a Sela, that fell from two people, now, Chayv L'Hachzer, he has to go and return it. Why? My timer. Because how the Nof Al Minei, the person that dropped that Sela, is not going to give up hope of getting it back, even though it doesn't have a simon on it. Why not? Because he's going to say to himself, Memar Omar, Michtin, let's check it out here. Inishachrina lohaba bahadoi Elohai. I'm walking here with one other guy. It's me and this guy. So I don't have it, so he must have it. Nikitna le vamina le, I'm going to go up to him and say to him, hey, where is my Sela? Unto the Shekalte. You must have taken it. So there he's not going to give up hope because there's one guy. And therefore, in that situation, if you find it, Chayv L'Hachzer, you have to give it back because he never gave up hope. He certainly wasn't Misyayish. However, somewhat paradoxically, Bishlosha, it was three people and one lost the coin, Shenofal Mi, one of the three. So then, Eino Chayv L'Hachzer, if you find it from three people, you don't have to go and give it back. Why? Because here, similar to what Rav Nachman had just said, my timer, how do Nofal Minei Vada Miyayish? In this situation, the one who fell from is definitely going to be Misyayish because Neima Armai, he's going to say to himself, listen, Michti, let's check it out. What happened over here? Trey Havu Bahadoi. There were two people over here, and they know that I lost this coin. I keep on mentioning it to them. In a kid, no lahai, if I go to this one and say, hey, where's my coin? He's going to say, the other guy has it. Oh, my lo shkalti, I didn't take it. The other guy must have it. In a kid, lahai, I go to the other guy. He's going to say, I didn't take it. The other guy must have it. Oh, my lo shkalti, he didn't take it. So therefore, each of them has a plausible deniability over here. And as a result, I'm not going to get it back. And he's misyayish. So with one other person there, he's not going to be misyayish. With two other people, he's going to be misyayish. Oh, that's how Rav Nachman would say, lishitaso, in the case, even if there were three yidden in the apartment, the one who lost it, unfortunately, has no expectation to get it back from the other two, and therefore he's misyayish, just like in our case over here, where the coin fell from amongst three people. Amar Rava, Rava says, that which Rav Nachman taught us, Hay da'amis b'shlosha enu chayv l'hasir, in the case where the seller fell from three people, you don't have to give it back. Lo amarvin, he only said his case, Ela de'lez be' shaveh pruto l'chol chad v'chad. That's only if the entire coin was worth less than three prutos. But Aval is Beishav Prut Chol Chad V'Chad, if it's worth more than three Prutos, so each one, if they were to divide this coin up, would be entitled to a share of a Shav Pruta, so then the person who finds his coin, Chayev L'Hachzer, he has to go and return it. Now what's the Svara? My timer, why should it make, if it's less than three Prutos worth, so then he can keep it. If it's more than three Prutos worth, three or more Prutos worth, so then he has to return it. What's the Svara over here? So the Gemara says, Amar Shutveninu, the person who finds it, it has to think that maybe these three people are, in fact, Shutvim on this coin, and therefore each has a Shava Pruta and Velomiyashu, and they're not going to give up hope because these three are partners. It's like it's one person. If it's less than three Prutos to them, they don't have a significant share in it, so therefore you don't have to go and return it. You don't have to return less than a Shava Pruta. So here, they would only have each less than a Shava Pruta, so therefore you don't have to go and return it. But if it's worth three or more Prutos, so then each then has a significant share, and in this situation, they're not going to be misyayish, and that's why you have to return it if they're three people and it's worth at least three Prutos. Others explain that Rava said even it's worth two Prutos. Ika diamre, Amar Rava, Afal gad lezbe elo shove shtei Prutos. As long as this coin is worth at least two Prutos, Chayv L'Hachzer, you have to go and return it. Why is that? Because again, we have to be concerned that they're partners, and my timer, Amar, Shutveninu, the three of them were partners. Aye, if there's less than three Prutos, it's only worth two Prutos, so they're not each having a Shava Pruta, and it's not considered significant, and therefore you shouldn't have to return it. So no, you have to be concerned over here. My timer, Amar, Shutveninu, V'chad minayu achule achle limnose gabe chavre. That one of them basically was Mavatil, his share. He says, okay, you guys have it. It's such a small amount, so you guys have it. Oh, now there's Shava two Prutos, so each of the two remaining people has a Shava Pruta. And that, according to this version of Rava, even if it's worth two Prutos, you have to be concerned that one of them was Mochul, his share, and therefore the other two have something significant, and therefore you have to give it back to them. You can't go and keep it for yourself. Now, the Mepharshim explain to say that, well, maybe it's worth a single Shava Pruta, and two of them will be Mochul. That's very, very unlikely. So therefore, according to the second version of the Ika Diarme, Rava says if it's two Prutos, we can say that one would be Mocho. But the first version said, no, we don't assume that, but as long as it's three Prutos or more, so then we say that they're not Miyayish, and therefore you have to give it back. Okay. The Amar Rava. Rava says further, Ra Sela Shenofla, if you see that somebody dropped a Sela, not Lo Lifnei Yeyush, and you pick it up before the guy realized it, even though he checks constantly. Tosu says, that's why he doesn't like this chat in Rashi, because the person checks constantly, will know instantly. But Rashi, I think, makes very good sense, because the person doesn't check every single second, he'll check every few minutes, and if he'll know almost right away, but not instantly. In any event, Rashi says that the person didn't yet realize that he dropped the coin, and this other person picked it up. Therefore, lifnei yeyush, not lifnei yeyush, almanas legozla. And this goes like the opinion of Abaye that says that yeyush lo midas lo have a yeyush. So the guy doesn't know it. So therefore, he wasn't misyayish. So based upon the Yalkiyam, Rashi points out the sheet of Abaye is how we paskin. So this is dealing with Yeyush Lomidas, lo have a Yeyush. So if this person who sees this coin drop from Reuven, so Shimon goes and picks up this coin before Reuven had been Misyayish, and he's picking it up, not to return it, he's picking it up to go and steal it. So then, over Bechulin, he's over several Yisroim Deraisa, and the Gemara now tells us which ones they are. He's over number one, Mishum Lo Sizol, because he's stealing. He knows it belongs to this guy, and he's stealing it. So he's over Lo Sizol. You're not allowed to steal. He's over also Mishum Hashem Tishidei. You stole it from him now, and you're not returning it to him. So you're over not returning to him this object that you stole from him. And furthermore, Mishum Lo Suchal L'Salev, that you shouldn't turn away. If a person lost something, you shouldn't turn away and not return it to him. And he's over all three of these Yisurim. Now, even though this person then has a hurei tshuva, and after Reuven was misyayish, the owner was misyayish, he then subsequently goes and returns it to him. So at that point, it's too late for him to reconcile everything that he did wrong, because now when he gives it back, matanuhu diyovle, it's as if he's giving him a present. He's returning it to Reuven. It's as if he's giving him a present. However, visura the avad, but the sin that he did, that isurim, still stands in his place. Now, Tosus points out, he says, wait a second, we didn't talk about lo lav de lo sigzol mikre nitak lase. The stealing something is a lav hanitak lase. If you stole something, you can correct it by returning it. So why should you be over lo sigzol when you return it? And this is from the Gemara in Chulin, Perek Shiluch HaKan, that says, Imkain kivan de le'inyin gezela lo mikre matana, in regards to the gezela, you've returned it. It's not considered a matana. So gam hoshev tishidein lo melotikein. So he should also fix the hoshev tishidein. If you steal something, you should return it. So Tosa says, you're right, the Yeshlomer, the lo koi, when it says over here that he's giving a matana, the surah, the avad, it's only referring to el alad lo suchal esalev. That is too late to correct. You turned away and hid from your fellow losing something. That you're over, and even if you give it back, there's no way that, unless you give it back before Yeyush, there's no way you can correct that iser. So when it says, Visura, the Avad is only referring to Lo Sucha L'Salem, Lo Sigzal, and Mashayv Tishidem, you in fact do correct. Then Rava continues and he says, Nital Lo Lefnei Yeyush, if you picked up this item before the owner, Reuven, was misyayish from it, and you picked it up al menas lachzira, but you picked it up to go and return it to him, but then you didn't get a chance to return it to Reuven yet, and Reuven now sees that his coin is gone, and as we said, with coins, you're always misyayish because there's no simon on it, so therefore, now Reuven is misyayish, and now you change your mind, ule'acha yeyush, niskabin legozla, you say, hey, I'm going to keep it for myself. So then, you're over mishum hoshev tishivim, now you're stealing it, and you're not returning it, so you're certainly going to be over the iser of is supposed to return it, hoshev tishivim. Rashi points out the obvious question that everybody's having. Hey, what about lo sigzal? So Rashi says, lo sigzal lo shayach technically in this situation, because the only time you're over lo sigzal is ela bishas netilo, when you actually take it. So it says, kimo vayigzol es hachonis miyara mitzri, you have to actually take it from him. As the Gemara in Bava Kama, we didn't have this that long ago, says, lo suchal lisalim, eno asara el lekoveshes eno. That's when you closed your eyes, so you're not over lo sisalim either, because here you picked it up. And you intended to go and return it originally, so you're not over lo sisalim. And you're not over lo sigzol because you didn't steal it directly from it. It was already in your possession. Hilkach, hanot lo amanas lahatzi. If you picked it up originally with the intention to return it, and only after the yeyush of the other person, of the person who dropped it, uleacha yeyush, only then niskabi legozo, did you intend to now steal it. So you're not over enkan nisalim because you didn't turn away. You did, in fact, pick it up. However, you're not over lo sigzol because you didn't steal it directly from him. It's already in your possession. So you only issa that you're Moreover, technically over here is Avol Hashev Tishivim Ika Mishenotol Achi Yashivena. So here you are still going to be over Hashev Tishivim. That Isser still is intact. And furthermore, Rava says, Hintin Lach Nesiashu Abalim Nitala. You're smart over here. You say, I see that he dropped it. I'll wait till he's misyayish, until I wait a few minutes till he checks his pocket. Now he's misyayish, and now I'll pick it up. So in that situation, ain't over elamishum lo sucha lesali muvat. You're not over lo sigzo because he was misyayish. You're not over hashev tishvein because he didn't steal it. But you are over lo sisali because you shouldn't have let it go to the point where he's misyayish, and now you can keep it for yourself because you passed it by. You turned the other way, and you didn't pick it up. So you're over lo sucha lesali. Finally, Rava says more. Amar Rava says, "Hi man, the chazid and offer zuzay mechavre bechalsa. If a person sees a coin fall from his friend's hand into the sand, bechalsa means into the sand, and as a result, bein hacholos." Rashi says, "In the sand." So this person is obviously giving up hope of ever getting it back because in the sand it's very hard to find it. The ashichay. When you go and see this coin and you find it, ushkali, and you take it, lo mechayev ladurile, you're not obligated to give it back. It'd be a nice thing if you did. Lifnei Meshua said, "Din, you should certainly give it back, but you're not obligated to give it back." Why is that? Because he was misyayish. My time, well, how do nafu minei miyayishu? Clearly, in the sand, it's very unlikely that the person thinks he's going to get his coin back. It's going to be lost in the sand someplace. You're never going to get it back, so he's misyayish. And once he's misyayish, so it's a coin. There's no simonim on coins, so you get to keep it. Now, what happens if this guy starts bending down in the sand and looking for his item? So Avogav de Chazio de Isay Arbelo become Marbel, even though you see that he brings some sort of an implement, and Arbelo, Rashi says, is a kavra, some type of a sieve. So he's sifting through the sand, trying to find this coin. So clearly, one could argue, he's not misyayish. Nevertheless, even in this situation, you can keep it if you find the coin. Because we say he is misyayish. He's searching with a sifter over here for his coin. So no, Neymar Omar, this person is saying, listen, the coin that I dropped, that's lost. But maybe, just like I dropped the coin over here, other people dropped the coin over here, maybe I'll find their coin. Just like I dropped the coin here, and it's lost, so maybe somebody else dropped the coin here, and it's lost, and maybe I'll go look for it over here. So there's no indication that he was not misyayish for his coin. I'm hoping to find something. He's basically going and seeing if there's anything that's in this sand over here. But it's not his own coin he's really looking for. That he was misyayish for, and that's the final statement that we have from Rav. Next Mishnah. Matzah b'chanus, if you find something in a store, hare elu shlo, it belongs to you. Why is that? So Rashi says, b'dover shein bo simon. We're dealing here with something that doesn't have a simon. Kai, that's what we're talking about. The how the nafu minei, and therefore the person who lost it is clearly miyayish. Shakol nichlasim l'sham, because it's a public area, this store, and the person doesn't have a simon on it, so there's no expectation that he'll get it back, because there's so many people over there, somebody must have found it and picked it up, and therefore he's miyayish. Therefore, the person who finds it is allowed to keep it. Now, if you find money, if you find money in between the table and the store owner, the chenvani, so then it belongs to the chenvani because it fell on his side and mistama, it was his funds. However, lifnei shulchani, if you were to go and find this in front of the shulchani, hare elu shalo, then you're allowed to go and keep it. What's the rationale over here? Shulchani is a money changer. The Chemini is a store owner. The Shulchani is a money changer. Machlif Mos, Rashi says, V'nosein mat ba'osav ba'shulchon shalofonav. His coins are on the Shulchan in front of him. V'habayin lahachlif avhein nostim shah mosav. Therefore, the coins that are there also belong to the people that are coming. So therefore, if you find it in front of the Shulchani, so the coins could come from the Shulchani, or they could come from, in fact, the people that are coming to exchange the money. And therefore, Hare Elu Shalo, we say, Damrinan Rashi says, Min Haboyin Naflu, it came from the person who came to exchange the coins. Sharei Shulchan, Mafsik Ben Shulchani Lamos, because this Shulchan separates the person who's the Shulchani from the people bringing the money. And if you find it, the im min ha-shulchani naflu, if it fell from the shulchani, ha'il hem la, he matzei deino l'kisei sha-shulchan munach alav. If it was the shulchani's money, it would have been much closer to the shulchani than just in front of the shulchani, which is an area which could belong to anybody. So therefore, in front of the shulchani, we say that it belongs mistama to one of the people who was machlefit, and they have no expectation of getting it back. If it was right in front of the Shulchani, so then it would be belonging to the Shulchani. But if it's in between the area, the kisei here is actually where they put the table on top of it. So if it's in between the table and the Shulchani, so then it's closer to the Shulchani, and then harei elu shel Shulchani. In that situation, it belongs to the Shulchani. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Alokeach peros mechavero, if you purchase fruit from your friend, oh, sheshilach lo chavero peros, or your friend just sent you fruit, and then, umatzah mimos, there was money inside the fruit, harei elu shelo, you have the right to keep it. However, if the money was bundled up, Rashi says, that's a simon. Either it was not in a certain way, or the amount of money that was over there, so then, no tolmachos. Then you have to go take it and say, listen, I found this money in the fruit, give me a simon on it, how much money was there, or give me the simon of the type of knot. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar tells us, Hafilu munochin agabi shulchan. Even if the coins are actually on top of the table, that belongs to the shulchani, nevertheless, they still belong to the person who finds it. We don't say in that situation that it belongs to the shulchani. Rashi points out that they are not bundled over here. There was original Girsa that says that they were bundled up, but Rashi says that we don't goris the word shorin over here. And they belong, therefore, to whoever finds it, because it doesn't necessarily belong to the shulchani in this situation. Now, how do we know that? Because tonight we learned in our Mishnah, lifnei shulchani, we said that if it's not directly in front of the shulchani, it's just in a general area near the shulchani, where both the shulchani and the other people have the money, so then the person who finds it, harei elu shelo, it belongs to him. We don't say it belongs to the shulchani. Implication, however, then, is ha'al gabi shulchan, the shulchani. So this seems to be a stira to what Rabbi Elazar just said. But Gemara says, no. But keep on reading the Mishnah. Then it said, if it's in between the table and the shulchani, then it does belong to the shulchani. Ha, implication, al-gabe shulchan shalom. But if it's on the shulchan, then it belongs to the person who finds it. So from the implication of the reisha, it looks like on the table should belong to the shulchani. From the implication of the sefer, if it looks like it's on the table, then it belongs to the person who found it. So from our Mishnah, we have two different implications, and the Gemara therefore says, elamiha lekala mishma mina. You can't learn out anything from the implications of Mishnah because they're contradictory. Now, therefore, Rabbi Elazar, ha mina le, where did he get his din from? That it says on the table, it belongs, in fact, to the person who finds it. We didn't have a raya from our Mishnah, one way or the other, so where is the raya to Rabbi Elazar? So Amar Rava, Rava says, the raya is masnisin kishise. The wording of our Mishnah is still a raya to Rabbi Elazar. Why is that? Because my area, what are we saying in our Mishnah, the Tani, Bein Hakise L'Shulchani, that it only said in between the table and the Shulchani, then it belongs to Shulchani. So why did it use that Lashon? What it should have said was, Lisnei Al Shulchan, it should have said on the Shulchan, it belongs to the Shulchani. From the fact that it didn't say Al HaShulchan, it implies that, in fact, Al HaShulchan belongs to whoever finds it. Alternatively, Inami Matzah B'Shulchanos, it should have said, parallel to the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah said, Matzah B'Chanos, it belongs in that situation to the person who finds it. So if it was teaching us that, it should have said, Matzah B'Shulchanos, it should have said, if you find it any place in the Shulchani shop, then it belongs to the person who finds it. Kiddik Tani Reisha, just like it said in the Reisha, Matzah B'Chanos Shalom, it belongs to the person who finds it. From the fact that it didn't say that, but it said, B'Davka, in this situation, if it fell lifnei shulchani, so that comes to teach us, elo shmami no, Rabbi Elazar's din is, afilu munochim agabi shulchan, not only in the entire store area, but even if it's on the table, harei elu shelo. We don't assume it belongs to the shulchani. If you find it, you get to keep it. Okay. Then we said the Mishnah, lekeach peros mechavero, if a person goes and purchases fruit from a friend, or the friend sends him fruits, and it turns out that there is money inside, you get to keep it for yourself. But if the money was bundled up in a certain way, so it's a simon, then you have to announce it. Now, Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rav Yanai, Reish Lakish said the name of Rav Yanai, Lo Shonu, we only said that din in the Mishnah, Elom, we turn to Chazayin with Aleph, Bilokeach Mina Tagor, when you're buying it from a professional, from a storekeeper, Sh'af Hu, Rashi says, Lo Kach Duwa Zu Me'an Oshim Harbeh, because he himself bought the produce from many different people, and therefore he himself doesn't know v'luyodai the maninu, whose money that is. The kivan the last bu simon, and since it has no simon in the ratio of this scenario, nisyashua balam, the original owners have definitely given up, because it could belong to many different people, and therefore the misyash. However, avalokach velokach mibalabais, if you're buying this from a private person, so then it's obviously his money. Chayv lachzir, you have to go give it back to him. V'chein tani tana kamei de Rav Nachman. Likewise, one of the Amoraim taught this following brisa in front of Rav Nachman. And it says, lo shanu, in our Mishnah, they didn't learn that you have to go and give it back only in a situation if there's a siman on it, but if there's no siman on it, then you don't have to give it back. They only said, that's, again, when you're buying it from a professional storekeeper who has purchased his fruits from many different people, and therefore, they're misyayish. Exactly the same thing that we just said. If you purchase it from a private person, it came from that private person. You have to give it back to him. Now, Amalei Rav Nachman said to this Amora, who learned this brisa in front of Rav Nachman, wait a second, he said, Uchi Balabais Basul Doshan, are you telling me that the Balabais was the only person that was involved over here, and only could the money have come from him? Well, he had lots of workers that worked for him as well. So therefore, maybe it belongs to the workers. So why do you have to give it back to that Balabais? So this Amora that was saying over this brisa in front of Rav Nachman, so said, Rebbe, if this brisa is wrong, Amalei, Ismei, should I go and remove it from my collection of brises over here? Should I say that this brise is not authentic and it's incorrect? So Rav Nachman says, no, I'm like, it's still a good brise. Lo, you don't have to go and forget it. It's a valid brise, but you have to learn it in the following way. To targem masnisa, this brise is explaining on Mishnah, is talking about when you return it to this balabais, you go in shadoshon ayidei ado v'shivchoso aknanim. The only reason that he was able to be given it back is because it always belonged to him. The people that he hired to go and do the work on this fruit, the people that harvested and threshed this and did all sorts of avoda on the fruit over here, those that threshed it, shadoshon, it was his own avodim, his own shivcha, that are kananim, and masha kona evid, kona rabo, and therefore it definitely belonged to him no matter what. And that's why in this situation, the Bryce is saying, you give it back to the person. But you're right, if there were other people involved, just like with the Tagar, there are many other people involved, even if it's a Balabais, but there are many other people involved, that it could be the money from them, then you're right. You don't have to go give it back to the Balabais. You get to keep it for yourself, because Ms. Stama, the original owner, is Ms. Yayish. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.